think that my time in the lab was enormously productive for me. Made me think about things in new and complicated ways. Probably, you know, the balance that I had between my work in pedagogy and technology and my work in whatever post-colonial literatures or transnational cultural studies or whatever it is I might want to call it today, was a balance that kept me sort of sane when I was a graduate student, and prepared me really well for career as a faculty member. I think I'm a better faculty member and administrator in part because I had that kind of institution there to work with. And I'll say this as well, I know this is rambling, but that the work of setting up organizations and institutions is really crucial. I said this yesterday at the round table as well, that it's that the impulse of people on the left who do, you know, whatever transgressive kinds of research, or at least like to think that they do, is often one that hews against disciplinarity, hews against institutions, hews against the conservative nature of organizations and the ways in which they solidify knowledge, the ways in which they canonize certain types of expertise, the way they produce professionalized in the worst sense of the term faculty and students. So I think all those critiques are right and need to be balanced. But I also want to say that there's a relationship between insurrectionary, transgressive knowledge and putting institutions in place that can sustain that kind of work and that can provide a little bit of a bulwark between the various forces that want to sort of go in different directions, and that it takes a lot to build strong institutions that are capable of being flexible and human and decent to people and so forth. And that Sequels has reminded me of this as well, that there's something good about having a concentration like Ethnic and Third World and a set of conferences and a set of listservs and this review of books and right. So forth. And the CWRL was that for me as well. The work that was done to put an institution into place. Institutions have problems, but they also allow for certain kinds of activities and relationships to take place. And John deserves an enormous amount of credit for institution building at the lab there, and doing it in a very thoughtful, decent, smart, flexible kind of manner. That's to be applauded for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure.